message from replacement.
This is Abisha Yule, and you have just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James with Monsters from the Basement. I'm here at the Girl Girl Sing Table at the Scarefest Convention in Lexington, Kentucky. And I'm here talking with
Abisha Yule. I play a character named Bender on Girl Girl Scene.
And you're also the lead singer of the band Sick of Sarah, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
When you were growing up, were you a big music fan?
Yeah, I always liked music. It made me feel good. And my brothers were into it, and they were in bands and stuff. So, well, I just kind of like grew up with it and thought it was really cool.
Now, how long has Sick of Sarah been together?
We've been together a long time, maybe like 8 years.
Now, I know I was telling you earlier, I've seen you several times. You opened up for Rick Springfield a couple nights in Nashville at the Wild Horse, and then I saw you with the Bengals in St. Louis at the Pageant.
Oh, yeah, that was fun, especially playing with the Bengals. those girls are good friends, so it was always fun touring with them.
I know that y'all came out with them and at the end and sang a song with them.
Yeah, In Your Room. We've done that a couple times. Susanna Hoffs made an appearance at a show that we played at the Roxy in L.A., and she came on stage and sang In Your Room with us, which was super fun.
How many albums do y'all have out?
We have two, and we're working on our third one right now.
All the band members, were they friends of yours before y'all formed the band?
Kind of. Yeah, I mean, some were and some were just like, hey, you're really good at this. Are you interested in, you know, being our drummer or being our whatever? So, but Jesse and Katie were good friends of mine, and we kind of like started the band and then grabbed Jamie from another band, became friends with her, then grabbed her from the band, and then grabbed Jessica Forsyth, our drummer, from another band in Iowa. We made her move to Minneapolis.
You got any interesting road stories?
There's like too many of them. I don't even know where to begin. What's more interesting is Scarefest right now, and this creepy looking dude that's walking by right now, check him out. Holy crap. He's got like a huge head with like sores all over it, and his tongue is hanging out. Oh man, that's gross. He's nasty.
Now, how did you get involved with Girl Girl Scene?
I actually got involved with Girl Girl Scene. Tucky hit me up about being on the show after my friend Laura Pacheca from Hunter Valentine, she was friends with Tucky, and she hooked me up by just telling Tucky that, hey, well, Abisha does acting, and we've toured with Hunter Valentine, you know. So, yeah, it's just my friend hooked it up, made a phone call.
So you've done acting before, too?
You know, I did a lot of acting in, like, high school growing up, but I did a short film in New York about a year ago that went to, like, the Cannes Film Festival, and film festivals all over. I think it's still actually in rotation at film festivals. So, but that's all I did before Girl Girl Scene.
I asked the other two girls how they liked working with Tucky. How do you like it?
I love working with Tucky. I really look up to her. She's an amazing actress, and she's just incredibly brilliant as a human being. Like, she's awesome. So incredibly intelligent. And a real inspiration. As far as acting, I really look up to her for sure, and she's great to work with.
What do you think it is about the show that's made it get so popular?
Probably the writing, you know. I think that has a lot to do with Tucky's writing and who she casts, and, you know, the directors, producer and director, they're all super awesome. Okay, we got Matt and Brian and Tucky, and that right there is awesome. It's just like a good team. It's just like a solid team. Nick Brown. You know, we got Bosser, we got Spangler. We just have a really great team of people.
Now, as far as Sick of Sarah goes, are y'all going to be, you said y'all are working on a new album. Are y'all going to be touring when that's complete?
Yeah, right now we're just kind of like taking it easy, trying to do some writing. And when the third album's released, after that we'll probably start touring. But in the meantime, it'll be just pretty chill for now.
So of all the bands you've opened up for, do you have, other than the Bengals, who's your favorite?
Oh, man. Probably Joan Jett was the coolest experience because it's, you know, it's Joan Jett. But we played with we just really like playing with our friends, like Hunter Valentine and Vanita are just two bands that we really like to tour with. We really like to tour with Now, and yeah, we just made a lot of friends. Warped Tour was really awesome. Getting to perform with like a bunch of other insanely awesome bands is pretty cool. So I couldn't just pick one. There's so many.
Are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook, Twitter. I'm on Instagram and Tumblr.
All over the place, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sick of Sarah has a website, too, right?
Yeah. SickofSarah.com is the website. Sick of Sarah with an H.
I appreciate you taking some time this afternoon talking with me.
Yeah, no problem. It's been great. Thank you so much for having me.
And wish you the best of luck in the future.
Hey, I wish you the best of luck, too.
Thank you.
This is Lauren Virginia Albert, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James, still at the Skier Fest, and Skier, still at the Girl booth, talking with some of the actresses that appear in the show. And now I'm speaking with
Lauren Virginia Albert.
Now, Lauren is one of the newest cast members on Girl scene, right?
Yes, I am. I was just brought in for the second season, and it's been amazing already.
When you were a child, was acting something that you had in your mind that you wanted to do?
Acting was something I've wanted to do my entire life, and I got to high school, and I knew I wanted to pursue it, but I didn't think I could, just because of all the stigmas that come with it. It's a very difficult career. But I talked to my parents, and they're completely supportive still now, and I'm in my last year of college, where I'm a theater major. Looking in, you know, performance is my specialty. And I'm just so happy that I've had this opportunity to expand my horizons.
Now, what were some of the movies that you watched when you were growing up that stood out in your mind as extra special?
Well, I was a huge Jurassic Park fan. Now, that wasn't a very big acting, you know, movie, but oh, I was obsessed with that movie when I was a kid. But one movie that I saw that still I will watch it and cry seven different points is Artificial Intelligence. I believe Steven Spielberg directed that. And it's just Haley Joel Osment. He is so amazing in that movie, and still thinking about it, it gives me chills.
How did you first get involved with acting?
I went to a school that when you were younger with classes, chorus was one of the classes you had to take, and you had spring flings, which was like chorus events that the kids would do, and skits, and it was something to integrate these elementary schoolers into the arts. And I was lucky that my school had that, and that's how I found my first love for it. Yeah.
What else have you appeared in other than Girl Sing?
Well, as of now, I am predominantly a stage actress. I've acted at the Actors Guild of Lexington. Also, I do a lot of stage work at Butler. I work with a local performance group there called No Exit Performance. But I've recently just been cast in my first film, which is going to be filmed in Indianapolis. So I'm really looking forward to that.
And can you tell us the name of that?
It is called The Rebound Girl. I am not playing the rebound girl, but I am playing the sexy, quirky secretary. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
This is your first season on Girl Scene. How's that experience been so far?
It's been amazing. Just, I'll admit, coming into the cast, I was nervous because even though there are new cast members, a lot of these girls have known each other and have been talking. And I walk onto set the first time, and everyone is so welcoming. And I remember walking on set, the first scene I ever had to film on film was like the scene I was stressing about, because Tucky's just all this chaotic stuff is going on, and they just go, Lauren, your turn. No instruction, no nothing, and throw me into it. But everyone was so supportive, and they already expected you to be at a certain caliber where it gave you that confidence to be able to perform. So we're our own little girl scene family. And so whenever we find out we're going to film, it's always the highlight of that month. Mm-hmm.
How do you compare acting on stage as to acting on film?
It is different, but I feel like stage has given me this rich base of character analysis and getting into your character's head and really knowing it. Because with stage, you work on 1 2-hour show for a month and a half. So you have that time. But with film, you know, you're given the scripts and you got to memorize and you still got to get into that character, but quicker. And so just learning that process and really being able to identify and become who you want to portray. But it's different because it is true what they say. On stage, you do have to be bigger with your actions and how you say things. And on camera, a lot of times we'll just be like, just say the line. When it's normal, regular conversation like we're having now, just say it and don't stress. Because when you think about it too much, that's when it comes off unnatural.
How do you like working with Tucky?
Oh, it's so great. She's the one that, I guess, quote-unquote, discovered me. She saw my picture, gave me a call, wanted me to read. Once again, first time I met her, I was so nervous. I was meeting her at a Barnes & Noble. And I saw her, and I still remember just this huge smile. That's how she welcomes people. She just has the most catching smile. And just right away, I was so comfortable. And she's such an intellectual. She's so smart. And in a sense, it can be intimidating. But you can watch her watch people. Because she takes everything in. She's really internal. Which is a very interesting process to watch someone do. Because a lot of the stuff she finds for the show is by people watching. So through that process, you know what you're seeing are true emotions. But as a person, she's just an angel. She's such a sweetheart.
So do you hope to stay with Girl Scene for a while?
Oh, yes, I do. As long as they want me on the show, I will be on the show. But it's all up to Tucky.
Well, I think you've done a pretty good job this season.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
I appreciate you taking some time out of your afternoon talking with me, and I wish you the best of luck.
Oh, it's no problem. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Katie Stewart, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James at ScareFest for Monsters from the Basement. Yeah, we're in Lexington, Kentucky today at the 5th Annual ScareFest, and I'm here talking with one of the stars of the web series Girl Scene, Katie Stewart. How are you doing today, Katie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You having a good time here at ScareFest?
Yeah. It's really happening. There's a lot of people here, a lot of really cool stuff. It's pretty awesome.
I know you've appeared in Girl Scene. I've seen you in a couple other independent films. When you were a child, was acting something that you were thinking about doing?
I've wanted to do this since I was 3 years old. My mom and dad used to say that I would walk around. I don't know if you guys remember, but do you remember the commercial, that shake and bake commercial with the little girl?
And we helped.
Yeah. I used to walk around saying that commercial all the time. And I would, like, replay everything from commercials in the mirror at myself. It's all that I've ever wanted to do. So I did some plays when I was really little. And then did, like, one in middle school. And then did several in high school. And have just been... I didn't get my first leading film role until 2004. And since that one, I've got 47 under my belt. So,
well, that's pretty good.
Well, yeah, except I can't really promote them all because some of them didn't get finished and other ones were just really, really bad.
So who were some of the actors or actresses that you admired when you were growing up?
Julia Roberts and Sandra Bullock have always been my two favorite females, mainly because you've seen them in so many different roles. They can pull off anything. They're beautiful without having to be beautiful, and they're extremely talented. So I've always admired them a lot. And then as far as men, I mean, there's so many good actors. I've always loved Tom Hanks, Denzel Washington, Gary Sinise. There's a lot of them. So just about anybody that was on the big screen that did something good, I admired.
Okay, you just admired the goodness.
Yes. I admired the fact that they made it to the big screen and that I'm still pushing for that one day.
Now, before I started coming to conventions, I didn't realize there was such a big independent thing going on in Kentucky.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of independent films. Kentucky, the genre around here tends to be horror, scary films, and I'm not sure exactly why, but that's the main genre around in this area. But independent film is extremely huge here, and a lot of people don't realize, especially in other states, all the wonderful things that Kentucky does have to offer in a lot of different ways, not only, you know, independent, but in the entertainment industry alone. And you see now that there's a lot of bigger movies that come here. You know, Secretariat came here, Dreamer came here, Elizabethtown came here. There's all kinds of them. The Avengers was right across in Ohio. There's so much here in Kentucky, and they're constantly bringing more of the bigger films here as well, which also helps out with the independent and helps out with us independent actors, because then we have the chance to also get into the bigger, you know, the bigger films. But there's a huge, huge network for independent around in this area.
Like you said, you've appeared in, what, 47?
47 films, yes.
Of those that you've been in, do you have one that stands out in your mind as your favorite?
Yes, actually, I do. Probably the one that I am the most proud of, it would have to be Overtime. That one turned out better than any other production I've ever been on. In many ways, but the film is just absolutely incredible. It will be available nationwide on January 1st. You'll be able to get it at Walmart, Target, any Best Buy, all those places where you can go buy movies. You'll be able to buy Overtime. So make sure that you look out for Overtime the Movie. You can also go to www.overtimethemovie.com, and you can get all the information there as well. I've done several that I'm really proud of. I'm also working on Intrusion Disconnected right now, which is the prequel for Intrusion that we did back in 2005. And it's turning out to be another fantastic, fantastic film. So right now, those are the two that I am the proudest of at this point.
Now, as I mentioned before, you're also appearing in the web series Girl, Girl Scene with Tucky Williams, right?
Yes, this is our second season. We've been doing this for, I believe, this is the third year now. It's a lesbian drama series based on what happens in everyday normal life being a lesbian. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of twists and turns in it. There's some comedy in it. And believe it or not, I actually give out a little bit of that comedy, which I'm proud of because I'm not a comedian. However... yes, it's got a huge following. I mean, absolutely huge. The second season, we started dropping the episodes in I believe in July or August we dropped the first episode, and we had 300,000 views in the first 48 hours. So it's absolutely huge, and it's blowing up all over the place. So I'm honored to be a part of it. And I enjoy every second of it.
What is it about the series that you think's made it take off so well?
It's normal. I mean, pretty much. I mean, it's the normal aspect of it. You don't really see a lot when it comes to what it's like if you were a lesbian or if you were gay or if you were bisexual. You don't hear about that very much, you know, out in the open. There's not very many shows about it. And this is one that it's all stuff that can be related to. You know, there's drug problems. There's, you know, the drama between all of all of us girls. There's job problems. There's family issues. There's a disease that, you know, I have some form of a tumor in it. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things that people can relate to. And I think that watching something and you can actually relate to it, that's something that's very hard to find. And I think that's why it's taken off so well, is because it's produced very well. The actors are amazing, and it's normal. You can relate to it. So it's just good.
Main girl on the show, Tucky Williams, I'm a big fan of hers as well. What's she like to work with?
Oh, God, she's horrible to work with. No, I'm just kidding. I love Tucky. Tucky's great. I met Tucky about 6 years ago. We met on a different set, and she's just great. She's a down-to-earth, normal person. And she's written all of this, you know, and a lot of it derives from her life and things that she's gone through and things that she's experienced, you know, regardless of which aspect it may be. So it's all coming from the heart for her, and for her to be able to write it all and actually make something out of it is just, it's awesome. And Tucky's a good friend of mine. She's been a good friend of mine for many years. And when she contacted me about this several years ago and said that, you know, the character that I play, Maxine, she said, I wrote specifically for you. Will you please do it? I was like, Tucky, I can't tell you no. Yeah. So I couldn't turn her down. I couldn't tell her no. I love her as a friend. I love her as an actress. And she's an all-around good-hearted person.
Now, I know you yourself, you're on Facebook, right?
Oh, yeah.
And do you have a website as well?
I do. My website is www.katiestewart.net. You can find me there. That also has my email, so I can be reached through there. And then, of course, I am on Facebook. I'm on just about any kind of site you can think of. Some may not be the greatest sites to be on, but, you know, oh well. Any press is good press, right?
That's right.
But, yes, definitely go to my website and check me out. Again, it's katiestewart.net, which is KATIESTEWART.net, or send me a friend request on Facebook.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking some time out from your day talking with me.
No problem. I appreciate the interview. Thank you very much.
Remind our listeners that for this month, you're the babe from the basement on Monsters from the Basement.
Oh, yes. And for this month, I am the babe in the basement. So be sure to check it out. He'll give you the site again. I've got lots of pictures up there, and I believe there's a link to my page. So go check it out.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Tucky Williams, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James, once again here at the Scare Fest, having a great time in Lexington, Kentucky, and I'm here still at the Girl Scene booth, something that's become a regular Scare Fest tradition with us. I'm here with the star of Girl Scene, Miss Tucky Williams.
Hey. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Well, fabulous.
Fabulous. That's good. You can't get much better than that.
Nope.
So, you having a good time here this weekend?
Yeah, I'm having a great time. I love Scarefest. It's a great way to promote the show.
Now, I know your show just now went to its second season. How was the first season received by everybody?
Oh, it was just amazing. I didn't expect the show to be as successful as it has been. I'm really glad. You know, I'm really happy about the first season. I can't believe we accomplished it. And then the second season is just so fantastic and so great. And everyone I'm working with is wonderful. We all get along. We're all friends. And then everyone is so gifted and so talented.
Well, I know I've talked to just about everybody that's been here today, you know, and I can just really feel the love that they project about the show.
Yeah, everybody loves the show. Like I said, we're all cool and friends, and everybody's hanging out at my house. We're having a good time.
Now, what do you attribute the show's popularity to?
Oh, well, like I said, gifted people I'm working with, people who are dedicated to it. But, you know, I think people want to see, like, real lesbians and not sort of a Hollywood version of lesbians and what they should be. This just feels, the actresses on the show feel more authentic. Kind of someone you would actually see if you went out. And And then everybody's super hot.
Now, in the first season when we talked, you said that a lot of the stuff that happens from the show comes from personal experiences. Is that true for the second season, too?
Yeah, it's true. Also, I'm having more fun with it. A lot of it's like stuff that I would like to have happen. It's sort of my own little fantasy world.
Now, I know you got several new characters that are on this show. You want to tell the listeners about them?
Well, Caden Cross is playing Avery. She's an amazing actress. Hands down, the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. She's very talented and a wonderful person to work with. We have Abisha, who's a big hooker. She's standing right next to me, and she's a hoe.
Do you want to buy some drugs?
She doesn't know she's on a TV show. We just put a camera in front of her.
How many shows of the second season have y'all done?
We filmed the first four. We are going to film the next four, and the first three have come out already. And what I do want to say is the show is totally free to watch. Season two is totally free to watch. There's a rental fee for season one, but season two is, like, really, really, really good. I just want people to jump ahead and start with season two, and then if they really like it, they can go back and see the beginning of the story.
Has there been any scenes or anything that have been kind of maybe physically or emotionally tiring for you?
Not tiring, just amazing. Like, Caden and I have pretended to have sex a lot. And it's not that I like it for the obvious reasons. It's that she, as an actor, goes for it. And if anything, I'm keeping up with her. And I'm not used to that. I'm used to actors who are more shy. And Tim is like, oh my God, I'm doing like a love scene. But Caden is, she's totally in character and she totally feels the moment. And then the other thing is Abisha and I, we have great chemistry on screen. She's just a joy to work with.
Now, before the show came out, how long had you been thinking about it in your mind to do it?
It was so weird. I definitely had the Evan character in my mind probably for like 5 years, but I didn't know what to do with her. And then I met this guy named Evan who had a lot of the same characteristics. So I put it together. That was the only thing that came before the show. Really, it all stemmed from Nick Brown saying, hey, write something. And I sat down on my laptop and typed out the pilot episode.
What are the fans in store for the rest of the second season?
Oh, I think it gets a lot more dramatic. Like, the more episodes there are, the deeper you can go into the character psyches. I would say everything gets way, way, way more intense. Just more dramatic, just more insightful, more painful, especially. I'd say just more of the horrible stuff, all the dark side of people. And that's what I really want. That's where I want to go with my writing. I want to show, like, the really painful side of life. And I think I can bring that out in the rest of the season because, like, the first four episodes, we're establishing the characters. And definitely people will see by the end of episode four, okay, it's pretty dark. And then 5, 6, 7, 8, it gets really unpleasant. But, you know, the thing is, when you're writing about this dark, depressing stuff, like, really funny things come out in the script. And it's not that I am not ever trying to write something funny, but then you read it or you see it on screen or somebody, like, says a line the right way and it becomes hilarious. It's like if you're trying to write funny, it doesn't work. But if you try to write depressing, then funny stuff happens on its own. Somebody brought me chips and I just ate a whole bunch of them. So I'm coughing.
You should have a beverage. You do have a beverage. Somebody has a beverage.
Somebody has a beverage. I'm afraid of it. I'm afraid of what might be in that beverage.
Or what's been in the beverage or where the beverage has been.
Well, there's an open bottle of bourbon right next to it, so I'm scared.
Where would you like to see the show go as far as direction?
Direction like story?
Yeah.
Well, I've already written 5, 6, 7, and 8. Yeah. So like I said, it's just more depressing. I think Abisha wants to crash the interview. Ask her that question. Ask her that question.
No, I'm not here to answer questions. I'm here to tell you that I just convinced a whole group of people that this was the number one hit show on HBO.
How about that?
How about that?
How long does it take you to write each episode?
I usually think about it a lot in my head, and then I sit down and write it all out the first time. But then I always go back, and it's the same scenes and the same characters, but then I think of funnier dialogue. Or not funnier, sometimes just more interesting dialogue, but usually funnier.
So you've already finished the next three episodes?
Yeah, the next four. I have them all written out. I have the finale written.
How long does it take y'all to film an episode?
Well, we do them in chunks, so we film the first four all at once. We did that in like 3 weekends. So the next four, it's probably going to be the same thing over, you know, that's going to take place over 3 weekends.
Other than Evan, do you have a favorite character on the show?
Well, Bender. Who doesn't love Bender? I mean, I think Bender's my favorite even over, well, because I'm playing Evan. So Evan can't be my favorite character because it's me. It's me. So I wouldn't pick her as my favorite. But bender. I mean, it's not the character. It's Abisha and the character. I feel like my writing and the way she says what I write, it comes together so beautifully. I write these lines because I know she can deliver them. I wouldn't write these lines for like a normal actor, but I know she's cray. She can say the stuff that she can say things the right way. She has this great comedic timing.
Now, do you ever just go through a day and see something happen and think to yourself, I can see that happening to Evan?
What I do is I'll hear something or see dialogue, and I'll write it down right away. If I don't write it down right away, but I have this whole file saved and then this whole pad of paper full of stuff that somebody said. And then I'll think of lines along the way, like, and write them down. But there's so much stuff. I'll overhear a conversation, like in a coffee shop. People don't know I'm eavesdropping. But you hear really interesting stuff. It's amazing. People say really poetic and beautiful things they don't even know.
Did you ever think the show would be as popular as it's become?
No. This is my dream come true. You think this is what you want, but you never think, like, for real that it's going to happen. And now it's crazy. It's so beautiful. And, like, I'm hanging out right now with, like all my actor friends. And this is just, I mean, it is even better than I imagined.
Skierfest is that about the only convention you do during the year, or do you participate in any other events or anything?
Yes, this is the only convention I do anymore. I got burnt out on conventions. I really admire the guys who do this. Like Michael Berryman is here and Tony Todd is here. They are such good sports and they have so much energy.
Who are some of the actors and actresses that you look up to?
Oh, of course, I can't think of their names now. Like, look up to in general or at conventions?
You know, that you might watch growing up or still watch.
Okay, Sharon Stone. She was the one I always looked up to. She's so beautiful, talented. Last night I was watching Casino. I watched that movie all the time. It's one of my favorites. Yeah, Sharon Stone is the reason I started college at 15, because I was reading a magazine when I was 13 or 14. And I said, wait, she did it. Uh-uh. I have to do it too now.
I know I look at your Facebook page from time to time. And I see posts from people from all over the world. How does that make you feel to know people from so far away is watching the show?
I can't believe it. Like, that it reaches so many people. I don't even know what to say. The most interesting thing is I started talking about having epilepsy. And then I got this deluge of messages from people, again, all over the world. You wouldn't believe what they say. They say, oh, I've never met another person who has epilepsy. I'm the only person they've ever even heard of who has epilepsy. And they watch the show and can identify with it. That's what means the most to me. That's what touches me the most. A lot of, like, teenage girls, they feel like they have no future because they have this condition. And then they're writing me these messages that say how much the show has helped them just seeing me. I'm starting to cry. I always start to cry when I talk about this because
I guess it has to be very rewarding to get that kind of response from people.
I'm really lucky that I can reach people in the way that I have. I'm so blessed by that.
Do you have any ideas for the third season going around in your mind?
I do, but there was such a difference between the first and second seasons. When we were filming season one, I had season two totally planned out. And then, of course, I completely had to throw it away because we had all these opportunities to change. So I refuse to plan season three. Occasionally, an idea will slip into my head, but I'm like, no. Wait. See who's on the show. See what talent is available. See what's going on, how popular the show is. So I'm waiting. I won't let myself think about it.
Do you have an episode that stands out in your mind as your favorite?
Oh, I think episode 4 is going to be my favorite. I haven't even seen it, but from filming it, I mean, well, I'll go ahead and say, as Evan, the character I play, has a huge, like, tonic-clonic epileptic seizure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was really hard to act that.
I bet.
Because whenever I've had a seizure, I haven't been conscious. I've been asleep for the whole thing. So to go through the whole process, it was intense. And the guys wanted to show me like what they had, you know, show me what I had done on play it back. And I refused to watch it. I think when I see the episode, I'll be able to watch it, but it was too much for me. And I had to go see a chiropractor afterward because I tightened up so much.
How did you prepare for that? Just watch videos or?
I watched some videos, but every seizure looks so different. I thought about it a lot ahead of time. This was a seizure that was unique to my character, Evan. I think every seizure looks different. So I came up with her own way that she was going to have a seizure, what she does with her arms and her legs. I clenched so tightly my jaw because I decided that was going to be part of it. I really hurt myself. The other thing about filming the seizure scene that was really painful for me was lying there and having the other actors talk about me and wanting to help me and holding my head in their, Lauren was holding my head in her lap and like really taking care of me. And I realized that that's what happens after I have one, but I'm unconscious. And I realized how vulnerable I am after I have a seizure. That was scary. It was scary to go through the whole process and be conscious.
One of your cast members is a lead singer of Sick of Sarah. Were you a fan of theirs before you got her on the show?
I met her at the same time she met me. She gave me her album 2205, so I became a fan. I do the casting for this show, and I sort of get these ideas, and I realized that if she were on the show, she would be really popular. I had no idea if she could act, though, so she came in for episode 8 of the first season. God, she was such a trooper. She was violently ill, and she did that whole scene, and she turned out to be like...
I know you got a lot of fans out there listening to the show. You have anything you'd like to say to them?
What I would say to my fans and fans of the show is thank you so much for watching. Thank you for your support and your love. And I really do feel close to all my fans. I feel like they're my friends. I stay up all night talking to the fans on Tumblr and Facebook. We have a blast. I love everybody. Thank you for watching the show. Oh, just thank you for being there for me. I love you so much.
Well, once again, I appreciate you talking with me.
Once again, you have done a fantastic interview.
Well, thank you.
I love that you do so much research into this. I love that I got to talk so much about the epilepsy in a way that I've never talked about it before. I think people usually ask the question, oh, so you have epilepsy. How's that been? And then I answer it, then they move on to the next thing, you know. But thank you for letting me speak about it a little bit more. Maybe people are scared to talk about it. I really appreciate you listening and letting me tell the whole story of acting out a seizure. I hope people hear this.
Oh, if the other two interviews are any indication, I think they will, because they've both been very, very popular.
Oh, thank you. Well, bless you.
Good luck with the rest of the season, and be looking forward to seeing them, and then season 3, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you, James. You're the best. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
And you've got DVDs out now, too, of the first season, right?
Yeah, we have DVDs of the first season. We have some bootlegs of the second season. They're unofficial.
And they can get those on your website?
Yes, you can rent the episodes on the website. You can buy the DVDs. They're beautiful. We just got them in. The DVDs are so good. They really did a great job with the artwork.
All right. Well, like I said, wish you the best of luck, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again next year.
Thank you.
I hope so, anyway.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.